Father Michael Sinnott was released today in the Philippines after a month of captivity. The Irish priest is now in Manila for a medical checkup. John Kelly has the story.
The 78-year-old Columban missionary was taken from the garden of his church on October 11th. Government officials say he was kidnapped by armed men owing allegiance to a local Muslim rebel commander. The kidnappers had demanded a ransom of $2 million. Father Sinnott told local television that apart from the initial moments when he was grabbed, the kidnappers treated him well.
I was treated very well. Once I had been kidnapped and brought to the boat, that was very rough, but after that I was treated very well.
Father Sinnott said he was kept in a forested area, where he slept most of the time in a makeshift hammock. The Irish government says no ransom was paid for Sinnott's release, and Irish Foreign Minister Micheál Martin told Irish State Radio RTE that a number of governments and NGOs worked for the priest's release.
At moments like this, the solidarity between governments and various non-governmental organisations on an international level is just fantastic, and it really was a key factor in the release of Father Sinnott. And also I want to pay tribute to the Columban Fathers, to Father Pat O'Donoghue and the community there, who displayed great forbearance and strength during the month of Father Sinnott's captivity.
After his ordeal, Father Sinnott says he does not know what the future holds for him, saying that this is in the hands of his religious superiors. But he says he holds no anger towards his captors.
I'm not angry. They treated me very well. They gave me lectures on their ideology, but apart from that, they treated me as well as they could.
For the next few days, Father Sinnott will be at a hospital in Manila undergoing a medical checkup. After that, the Irish government has promised him a speedy reunion with his family and friends. I'm John Kelly.